Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 17. An Appeal of Jesus That's Almost Universally Disregarded. There are two books in the Bible that the Lord Jesus has especially appealed to his followers to read and understand. And very likely, no matter what church you may attend, you rarely hear a sermon that explains those two books. The appeal of Jesus seems to be almost universally disregarded, even among his professed friends who say they're the church that keeps the commandments of God and has the faith of Jesus. Those two special books are Daniel the prophet in the Old Testament, and the last book of the Bible, the Revelation. The great user-friendly megachurches downplay Daniel and Revelation. The enemy in the great controversy between Christ and Satan has two methods of attack on this truth. 1. Minimize attention, neglect the two books, make people think the prophecies are impossible to understand. 2. Inspire fanatics to invent new and fantastic interpretations of the books that are said to be senseless and self-contradictory. Let the Lord deliver you from both of these heresies. 1. Daniel declares that his prophecies were unsealed as the time of the end began. 2. Christ himself pronounces a special blessing on the one who either reads or listens to someone else read the prophecies of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1-3. Both Daniel and Revelation make clear that the time of the end began at the end of the 1260 years of the Dark Ages, the time of papal oppression, in 1798. It was then that Daniel's prophecies were unsealed. The understanding of these prophecies of Daniel and Revelation that was held by those who emerged from that darkness is the understanding that Jesus declared would confirm God's people to the end. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled." The glorious light of that other angel of Revelation 18 was a gift that God gave to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, and the gift was within the lifetime of those pioneers. But the light was in a great degree kept away both from the church and from the world. The truth of why Christ has not yet come is so simple that even a young person can understand.